Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Sonia Fernandes. How are you, Sonia?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. And you're from the Wines of Portugal?
That's correct.
We're going to be talking about Portuguese wine, and in particular the still wines today, because everybody knows about port. But the still wines are making some great progress in the last couple of years. You're from Portugal?
Yes, I am from the Lisbon office in Portugal, yes.
Okay, and what's your areas of responsibility?
Well, I have three markets at the moment. It's the UK, Brazil, and Angola. So I am heading the three markets at the moment.
Angola seems like a strange place.
It might sound a little bit strange, but
UK, maybe Holland, but Angola.
We have many other countries actually. I'm working these three other countries, but we work other countries like Germany, Canada, United States, the Nordic countries like Sweden. But Angola is it's the biggest country, the biggest importing country for wines of Portugal.
Really?
Yes, in terms of value and volume.
Really? Do they speak Spanish or Portuguese?
No, they speak Portuguese.
I know Spanish and Portuguese are quite similar, aren't they?
Yes. They are very similar.
Okay, so that's probably why you've got quite a good connection there, is it?
That's correct. We've been, Angola was part of Portugal for many years, until 1974, so there is a cultural link.
Okay, and Brazil,
the same thing. Brazil is the same thing.
So let's talk a wee bit about the wines of Portugal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've got the Douro Valley, but there's more to Portugal than Douro Valley. Can you give us a sort of 10,000 feet view of the still wines in particular?
Mm-hmm. We produce still wines from the north to the south of the country. We have...
In case people don't know where Portugal is.
Portugal is in the Iberian Peninsula, so we're right beside Spain.
Yep.
And we are on the coast. We're surrounded by the Atlantic and the Mediterranean on the south.
You're on the west side of Spain, really.
And we're on the west side of Spain, that's correct.
It's funny how it's almost like Spain is one place and then there's this carved out area of Portugal on the side.
So we produce still wine from north to the south, from the Minho region, Vinho Verde, you've heard of it, and then the Douro and Bairrada, and the south Algarve and Alentejo, which is very popular, and the Lisbon region. We're producing amazing wines from all these regions in the country. Whites, reds, rosés. We've been doing a great progress because we were traditionally a country of red wine. Mm-hmm. And we've been making great progress in the whites and in the rosés as well.
Okay.
Yes, and very fresh, very aromatic, with good acidity.
I suppose a lot of listeners probably would have heard of the Douro Valley because that's where the ports come from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I've always associated the reds coming from as well. Is that wrong? Or
no, that's not wrong. The Douro Valley produces really, really good and really, it's been some of the most famous and prized wines in Portugal. But we do have other regions producing really good red ones, like the Alentejo, for instance. And traditionally, the Bairrada and Down regions, which I don't know if are familiar to you, but those are really strong regions for reds. The Touriga Nacional, I don't know if you ever heard.
That's a grape variety.
It's our most famous grape variety. It's originally from the Down, so you can find beautiful red wines from that grape and other grape varieties, obviously.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The Galician close, Spain, has Albarino, and I understand it's grown in Portugal as well, but it's not called Albarino, is it?
It's called Alvarinho. It's Alvarinho. The same grape variety, and we've been growing that grape forever. It's one of the most traditional grape varieties in Portugal, and that's what the Vinho Verde was most popular for. There are other grape varieties for Vinho Verde nowadays.
I was going to say, because
yes, there are, like Loureiro and other ones. But Alvarinho is a big one. And we've been producing for many, many, many years in the northwest part of Portugal, the Vinho Verde region.
Okay, and would Vinho Verde be probably the most famous white wine, or?
It was. It has been traditionally the most famous white wine in Portugal. And again, but we have other regions now growing fast and in quality, namely one in the south, which is close to Lisbon. It's called Península de Setúbal. That's where the Muscatel comes from. Probably yep. you've known Setúbal for the Muscatel, the sweet wine. It's a sweet wine.
I know Muscatel.
Okay, we have three kinds of sweet wines in Portugal. We have the Port, yep. very popular. We have the Madeira, very popular as well, and the Muscatel from Setúbal. There's also Muscatel in the Douro, but the Muscatel from Setúbal, so this part close to Lisbon, it's very popular now, and I think the UK market is actually finding out the Muscatel now. And
how's
very
it made? Is it,
it
a still wine or is it a fortified wine?
It's just like it's a fortified wine where you use the brandy to stop fermentation. So yeah. it's just like a port or a Madeira. Yes.
Okay.
But again, that region is producing very good white wines. But again, the Vinho Verde is maybe the most famous for the white wines, the region, and it actually produces amazing.
I've been trying a Verdello from New Zealand, of all places.
Okay.
And Verdello is quite a, it's a Portuguese.
It's a Portuguese grape variety.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do you make still wines out of that?
Oh, yes, we do. We do, all over. From the north to the south, again. Verdello is very used for Portuguese wines.
I always associate it with Madeira.
That too, but it's a different type of grape variety, though. It's like the Albarinho in Galicia and the Alvarinho in Portugal. Actually, they are the same grape variety, but they behave differently.
Slightly different clones.
And they exactly. So it's the same thing. In the mainland, it gives great white wines, and in Madeira, the fortified wines with Verdello.
If I was to go, right, I'm going to buy myself a case of four different wines, two whites, two lots of white, two white, lots of red, what wines, not necessarily producers, but
you talk about regions.
Yeah, if I want to get some diversity in styles and see what's going on.
You're putting me in a very difficult situation. First, because quite honestly, I think all of the regions produce really, really good and worthwhile trying wines. But I could probably tell you that you should try just to be different. The Douro and the Alentejo and the Vinho Verde, they're very popular. You already know that. But if you want to try something different for a chance, so whites, I would go to Península de Setúbal and I would get white wines from there. And I would get some nice red wines from the Douro and Bairrada regions. So you'd get like a box of each. One box of Bairrada, one box of Douro. You would definitely be impressed with the Touriga Nacional in Douro.
Yeah?
Yeah,
because I always think of Touriga Nacional as quite a heavy wine. Is it heavy or is that just the way that's been...
No, it really depends, again, on the region because the plant, I mean, the grape variety really tastes and behaves differently according to the regions in Portugal. And it's amazing to see that. If you do a tasting of Touriga Nacional with different from different regions, you will find differences. It's very floral. I don't consider it heavy at all. I mean, actually, I think it's a very round and very, very nice bodied wine, the Touriga Nacional.
Okay, and how's business? Is it obviously a lot of there's a recession going on, so a lot of countries are.
Yeah, actually, we're very happy with 2009 for many reasons. First, because we haven't lose market quota in any market. On the contrary, we have grown in many markets like Canada, the United States, Brazil. So we gained quota, and our sales grew from last year. Actually, the first semester of 2009. We had exported almost as much as we had exported in 2008 together. So not the same amount, but about, and I'm throwing a number here, but about 55 to 60% in the first semester of what we had exported already in 2008. So it was a really, really good year for the Portuguese wine.
Okay.
For many reasons. I can tell you probably why, because Portuguese wines are very good in terms of value for money.
Yeah.
And so I think people are starting to realize that. You don't need to have a 40-pound bottle to have a great Portuguese wine. You can find that for $17.99 or for £20. Also because I think people are discovering the diversity, how different Portuguese wines can be.
Okay.
And they're enjoying it, I think.
The EU has invested a lot of money into Portugal in terms of improving vineyards and equipment, very similar to what they did in Spain as well.
That's right.
How long ago did they start the investment? And is it still going on?
Yes, it's still going on. It started about 20 years ago, the investment. So Portugal modernized very much the winemaking techniques. If you go to Portugal nowadays, you'll see that almost all of the wineries have top machinery, use top techniques to produce wine. In Portugal, there was a lot of vineyards being replanted and so on. So there was a great investment, and it's presently one of the biggest economic sectors in Portugal. It's the wine industry.
Oh, okay. Yes. And how's it categorized? Is it small independent growers, large multinationals? What's your typical Portuguese producer?
Mm-hmm. We have both. We have small independent producers, but about 55% of the production is made by big companies. So we have small producers, and we have some big companies that account for a great part of our production.
Is Portuguese driven by brands, or is it more driven by
styles or regions?
How has the marketing mix gone?
You do have both, really. You do have small brands doing very, very well in the international markets and in Portugal as well. Remember that about 70% of the wine produced in Portugal is consumed in Portugal.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. We export about 33%. The national market is a big market for us. So again, we have both things. Big brands I can definitely tell, like everybody knows, like Sograp and Espurão and Aveleda that produces the Vinho Verde. Those are big brands that everybody knows. They produce very, very good wines. But we have very small independent growers. They're doing very well, extremely well with their brands, like João Portugal Ramos, for instance. Bacalhau is one of the big ones. You've heard of it as well, for sure. But we definitely have both. We have very small independent growers that are doing very well in international markets.
Some companies have these generic bodies, and you represent generic body. Mm-hmm. Do you represent all of Portuguese growers? How's your funding put together?
All of Portuguese growers. We represent everybody. We are an interprofessional association. We're private, private association that promotes Portuguese wines. So we're a trade association. All producers are part of Vini Portugal. We're financed by the Ministry of Agriculture that passes on to us part of the promotion taxes that producers pay. So we represent everybody.
Oh, okay. So everybody pays a compulsory tax that you get a slice of to run.
That's correct. That's exactly it.
Excellent. Okay, now that sounds good. And the last question, one of the things that seems to be gathering pace in the wine industry at the moment is a move to more sustainable viticulture. If you've got a lot of small producers, it's probably not so bad. But what's sustainable viticulture like? Does it have a presence in Portugal? Is there an organic movement there? How does that fit in?
Yes, there is. Again, there are many changes happening in Portugal in the last 10 years, basically. And producers in Portugal used to say something that I find very, very interesting, which is, they don't almost need to be certified as organic because they already are. Okay?
On the Western Coast. There must be a lot of rain.
Yeah, well, there's... we have both. We have a lot of rain, but we have a lot of sun as well. We're a very sunny country.
It's true.
Believe it or not.
No,
we
I
are.
Do believe you. I believe you.
So we have these microclimates which are just perfect for viticulture. So
you
again,
get a bit of rain shadow.
Yes, yes. So again, we are and we have both things. We have the influence from the sea and we have the influence from the mountains. Mm-hmm. So the mountains kind of cut some of the more aggressive winds and rains and so on. So it's very good. That happens a lot in the Douro. Even though it rains a lot in the Douro, they can have summers that are very, very hot. The Alentejo, for instance, which is plain, they have hotter summers and hotter days. So that's why they produce totally different wines. But again, going back to the biodynamic and to the organic producing, we have a very strong group of producers working on those techniques already. But again, the way viticultural is done nowadays in Portugal, it's almost all organic. Most of the producers don't use any kind of pesticides or anything. So yeah.
Excellent. All right then, Sonia, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
No problems.